Welcome to episode 1849 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity as you give yourself permission to slow down and connect to that best part of who you are. In today's episode, you are going to be guided as you layer the meditation techniques we've explored this week in the theme of stress relief in relationships. Relationships cause the most stress in our lives. And this is true for most people. For you, you might have a lot of physical stress or stress from your job, but that probably involves a relationship if it is work-related. And even when you experience physical stress, it can be related to stress in relationships, especially in regard to your heart health. So if you want to improve your heart health, improve your relationships. At the beginning of this series, I recommended that you focus on one relationship this whole week. This could be a relationship you are currently in, whether it's romantic, with a friend, a neighbor, a work colleague, a sibling, a child, a relationship that causes you stress. It could even be a relationship with someone in your past. They may not even be living any longer, but that relationship could still cause you stress when you think about it. And you may even have stress triggers that remind you of stress you experienced in the past in a particular relationship. So this is the week to lay that stress to rest, or at least to be able to manage it much better and to become aware of it so that you can do something with that stress. In the episode today, as you layer together the different meditation techniques, I thought that I would share with you how I do this in my own life. So I thought I'd give you a snapshot of a real life situation where I layer together the different techniques from this week to manage a stressful relationship. Now, this wasn't in regard to a relationship I've had ongoing, it was in regard to someone new that I've met. So I thought I'd give you a fresh peek into my life today. So this person is someone that I've met who is struggling a bit. She just moved to the Tampa area where I live. She is a single parent who has a daughter with special needs. And her daughter is getting ready to turn 30 years old this coming September. And the special needs of her daughter have her emotional and mental state at about that of a 5-year-old. And so she said that her daughter would love a Disney cruise for her 30th birthday. So she's been trying to schedule a Disney cruise and get the best price. She doesn't have a computer and she doesn't have internet access on her phone. She can make phone calls and receive text messages, but that's it. So she's not able to sit down at a computer and look at cruise prices. So I gave her the name of a few travel agents, and when she called them, the prices were exorbitant. So she called me up and wanted to know if I could help her. At that moment, she was sounding desperate because the prices were going to go up and she needed somebody to help her right then and there. But I was getting ready to sit down and have dinner with my family, and I am deep into a couple projects that I really need to finish today. And so I had a few more hours left to finish up my projects. but I could tell she really needed some help. So I started to Google and research cruises, which I don't really know much about because I travel a lot, but I don't usually go on cruises. In fact, I've only been on one cruise in my life, and that was many years ago. And so I was just researching cruises and feeling really stressed and tense because my family was waiting for me to eat and I had all this work to do. And this woman kept calling me to see what I had found out. I was really feeling stressed and irritated, even though I really wanted to help her. So I realized that I needed to just ground myself. So I used the first chakra technique where I stood still and felt my feet, my legs connected to the ground where I was standing. And I started to visualize myself strong and firm and reconnect to my values. I wanted to help her, but I had already made a commitment to have dinner with my family and to finishing my own projects, and that I could still help her, but it would just be several hours later. I would stay up late to help her. So I took a few breaths. I did the breathing technique where I inhaled to the count of four. I held my breath to the count of four. I exhaled to the count of four, and I did it four times. And I felt so much better. And then I mentally repeated, I am safe. I am sound. And I visualized her as safe and sound as well. And I also visualized her grounded and feeling safe because I know she's feeling vulnerable and stressed. And I sent my peaceful thoughts to her. And I also visualized this safe boundary around my precious time with my family. After I grounded myself this way and used the techniques as I was standing up, I wasn't seated in my meditation space. I was standing in my kitchen doing this. And so I sat down and had dinner with my family and I finished my work. And then I Googled for several hours to help find a cruise for her. So you may think about times in your life when you're feeling stressed and how you could fit these techniques into your life at that moment. You don't have to wait to use them as you're seated meditating. In fact, the techniques work beautifully as you go throughout stressful times in your day. Remember, the techniques I create each week are customized specifically to target a certain kind of stress. So for this week, our relationship stress series, these techniques are to help you manage difficult relationships. So think about, as you settle yourself down and meditate right now, think about how you could apply these techniques, visualize it when you encounter a difficult interaction with someone. Visualize how you might apply these techniques. Repeating an affirmation, doing a breathing technique, focusing on a chakra. And one thing I left out that I also did that worked so well was the mudra, the Surya mudra, where you simply tap your thumb tip to the fingertip of your ring finger. Your other fingers are extended outward. So these techniques work. I do them all day long, and I hope you find that they work for you as well. So sit down now, practice these techniques, and if you'd like to be guided in full half-hour meditations, and you'd like a journal and a guide with all the techniques for each week's series customized for you, for 2 weeks free, you can try the trial access to the Sip and Om meditation app. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free if you want to go a little more deeply into a particular series. Know that you are so worth slowing down for.